Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Tanis Yudalit. We begin at the two dots, which are 17 lines from the top of the Amud. We spoke about the many fast days that the Chachamim would institute in a case of a drought. We have three phases in the fasting. A set of three fasts, followed by another set of three, followed by a final set of seven. What is the halacha regarding women who are expectant or nursing, who may have a difficult time fasting? Are they included in the tanis? Says the Gemara, we seem to have machlekes. Tani chada, in one brisa it says, ubores, umeinikos, expectant and nursing women mis anois barishoines. They take part in the first set of fast days. Ein mis anois bachroines. They don't participate in the last and final phase of fast days. Betani idach. In another brisa, we say just the opposite. Mis anois bachroinos. They participate in the last fast days. Ve'ein mis anois barishoinos. And not in the first set of fast days. Comes yet a third brisa, which says, Ve'tani idach. Ein mis anois barishoinos. Le'bachroinos. They don't participate. Not in the first set. Nor in the last and final set of fast days. So, how do we work this out? We have a three-way machlokes. A stira between the three brises. Amar Rav Ashi, I'm going to provide a solution. Nekoid emtze aisa biyadach. Adopt the middle fast days. During the middle set, the middle of three, they do participate. Demetartzon kulhu. In this way, all the brises are explained and are compatible with each other, Rashi explains. It's the middle set that they are responsible for. The first set of fast days, we don't include the noshim uboris aminikos. Things aren't yet so severe. Things aren't so desperate. We leave them out. Likewise, in the last and final phase, seven fast days, it's too much. It's overwhelming. We leave them out as well. Them tzayis, the middle ones, are the ones they participate in. So let's go through the three brises, who just simply use different terms to refer to the same halach. In the first brisa we say they participate in the rishoines as opposed to the achroines. What does rishoines mean? It means the ones that precede the last set, i.e. the middle set. So the middle set is when they fast, but not in the last or final set, the seven in a row. Next brisa says they fast by achroines, not by rishoines. Here the brisa was referring to the second. Bachronis is the last. Second after the first set. So it's the middle set, really. So they fast Bachronis, the middle set, which comes after the first phase. Ve'ein Masanis B'Rishonis is opposed to the first set of fast days. So again, they're off on the first set. Things aren't yet so serious, but they're on in the middle set. And the third brisa, Ein Masanis Loi B'Rishonis, that meant the first phase of fast days, they're off on that. V'lo b'achronos, nor in the last phase. The last and final set, the third set, they're off on that. They're only chayiv in the middle. So they're all really saying the same thing, just different ways of describing the halacha. Continues the Gemara. We spoke about the last and final phase of seven fast days, which were more severe, more serious than the previous ones. In which way? Ma'elu yisaderis al rishonis. In which way were the last ones more chomer than the previous ones? Elisha be'elu masriyin. V'noy alan sachonuyois. We lock the shops, close up the groceries, and we do something called masriyin. B'may masriyin. How do we do terua? What does this mean? A shofar? Or do we just call out in tefillah? V'va machlekes. Rabbi Yudama b'shofaris. We use shofaris to call out to Hashem, to arouse to shuva within us. Rav Yehuda braid Rav Shmuel bar Shilas mishmed Rav Omar bar Aneinu. You know what Masriin means? We call out verbally. Aneinu Hashem Aneinu. Says Rashi, three lines down, b'sheifaris. One shita says, we use sheifaris. Hayu oisen ha'asrois. V'loshen hasra, k'may trua. That's how we get to hasra. V'loshen of trua. Trua is a broken sound. Ustam trua, typically a trua, is part of a set. Peshuta lafoneo, Ulacharea, Meseches Rosh Hashanah, as we learned back in Rosh Hashanah, a broken sound, a trua, is preceded and followed by an unbroken sound. It's tkiya, trua, tkiya. That's what we do by a yom tanis as well. Why? Vahachi masrin v'sheifaris. That's why we blow a shofar. The pasuk says, in a time of tzara, usakatem b'chatzaitzreis. And we learn that you blow a shofar as well, toiken b'sheifaris. Kadesh yachnu libam. Look at the shofar. It's going to bring about softening of the heart. When you hear the pure sound of that shofar, which represents the purity of our neshama. Make them fearful of their wrongdoings. When do we blow? It says Rashi, "V'ashesh brachos shemisifen b'yematanis are taken." We know that they would add six brachos to the Shemini Esrei during these fast days. So every bracha got a set of tkiyos. I'll call bracha yibava acha shein yudches hasrois, a total of 18, because, as we said, every blow really is a set of three. And that happened six times over, total of 18. So that's one shita. Masrin means with sheifaris. That's a shaila why we don't do it today. During the Yimei HaTanis, we don't use a sheifar. Some say it's Dafka Neretz Yisrael. Dafka when most Yisrael live in Neretz Yisrael. I believe the Sfarim are big into blowing the sheifar in a time of tefillah, in a time of tzara, which arouses the heart to tshuva. So that's one opinion. Masrin, sheifaris. The other shita says, it means anenu, says Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Masrin anenu, b'koil ram, ha'yutsoikin anenu. They would call out loudly, anenu, avinu anenu, anenu, alakei Avram anenu, anenu, alakei Yitzchak anenu, anenu, alakei Yaakov avinu. Ha'koil kvisha imram b'sev ha'slichas, as we have today in our slichas. Aval, says Rashi, anenu de tfilas tanis. Anenu here is not referring to the standard Anenu Hashem Anenu, which is called Tzloisa Tanisa, learned yesterday, which is in our Shemoneh Esrei. That happens all the time, even during the other fast days, not only in this last set of seven. Aval Anenu Tfilas Tanis, Omer Afilu B'Rishonis, Afilu Yachid, Okimna, the Omer B'Shemeh Atfil, even an individual, not only the Shliach Tzibur. Utfilu Korle Hasra. So this opinion holds that Hasra is referring to davening. Dibe shefar is because otherwise, if it's talking about blowing a shefar, merian, miboyle, it would have used the word merian instead of masrian. Okay, so that's the shaila here. Masrian, is it shefaris or is it anenu? Explains the Gemara. Kasakatakach, we figure at this point, mando omar ba anenu, loy omar b'shefaris. The one who maintains that the word masrian refers to anenu holds that it cannot be referring to shefaris. Umanda Omar b'sheifaros lo Omar b'anenu. Likewise, the one that held that it's referring to blowing a shofar held it's dafka shofar. It's not anenu. Tanya, we have a brisa which says, "Ein poichsin misheva taniyos halatzibur." We don't do less than seven successive taniyos in this last phase of fasting. Shebehen yudches asrois, which contain a total of 18 blows, like Rashi explained for us. V'simon l'davar yericha, as we find a simon, a precedent for this type of concept in Yericho, where they had to surround the city. And what did they do there? They davened and they blew shofaris until the wall crumbled. Yericho shofaris havo, where there they used shofaris. It's pretty clear from the Gemara that by a fast day, we blow shofaris. We're comparing it to Yericho. To Yufta, the Manda Omer, Ba'anenu. This is a direct contradiction to the Shita that maintains that Mesrin is Anenu. Ella rather says the Gemara, you're right. B'sheifaris to kuli amale pligi dekari lahasra. Certainly, in this case, during these seven fast days, the most severe phase of all fast days, resulting from a drought, did feature blowing a shofar, and that's what the Mishnah meant, Masrin. Of course, b'sheifaris, it's desperate. We need that shofar, the weapon, to bring us to do tshuva. Ki pligi ba'anin. The question is a general shaila. Can anenu be described as Masrin? For instance, during other times of hardship and sorrow, not drought-related, where we find that they were Masrian. What does Masrian mean? Could it be Anenu? Could the word Masrian be describing, calling out to Hashem, Anenu, Hashem, Anenu? Mar Savar Kari Lo Hasra, one sheet to hold, yeah. Otherwise, elsewhere, when we have the word Masrian by other situations, it is referring to Anenu. We don't need the shofar. They used to call out. verbally to Hashem. No. Even elsewhere, the word hasra is specifically shefar related. The Gemara repeats and explains again. The one that maintains that the word masrin can be describing anenu, such as in other sora situations where masrin is referring to anenu, koshkin, of course, b'sheifaris, that the word masrin can be referring to sheifaris as well, such as during the seven fast days in the time of a rain stoppage. Ulamandom b'sheifaris, but the other sheet that maintains the masrin is in reference to sheifaris, ava ba'anenu loy, but certainly anenu cannot be described as masrin. So bottom line is, over here, in the case of these seven taniyos, of course, masrin is sheifaris. The question is, what does the word masrin mean when it's mentioned elsewhere during other times of tzara? Is it dafka sheforos, or can it be referring to anin? Says the Morvat Tanya, listen to this price. Ushar kol mini puronios hamisrakshis. Suppose that lo yaleinu, there are other tzaras and hardships that arrive. Kigoin chikuch, some sort of itching skin condition. Chag of grasshoppers, zvuv, v'tzira, v'yitushin, all types of flies, and tzira, wasps, hornets, v'yitushin, some type of fleas that would enter the person's body. And at the time of tzora, v'shiluach, nuchashim, v'akrav, some type of plague of snakes and scorpions. How would they address that? Layoyu masrin. They wouldn't do masrin. L'tzoyek, and they would call out to Hashem. So that's the price. Now, mid the tzaka b'peh, it's pretty clear that tzaka means verbally. Masrin is one thing, and tzayikin is calling out. So tzayikin is b'peh, hasra b'sheifar. So apparently hasra is referring to a sheifar. Apparently, when the word masrin is employed regarding other tzareis, it's referring to blowing a sheifar, not anenu. Tanoi, it's actually machlokes tanoi. How we respond to other tzareis. Is it dafka through sheifar or anenu? The Sanya, Ala Ilu Masrin B'Shabbos, regarding the following experiences. We employ Masrin even on Shabbos. What does this mean? Al Ir Sheikifua Gais, a city which was surrounded by a battalion, a legion, waiting to attack. Oinor, or a flooding river. Val Sfina Maturefas Beyam, or a ship which is shaking about at sea, about to sink. So we do Masrin. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Yosi, Amela Ezra, you can call out for help, SOS, that's allowed. But not when it comes to davening. We daven quietly, but we don't make a public scene. Why? Says Rashi, two lines from the bottom. We're not confident in our power of tefillah. We have the ability to affect change to the extent that we're going to be litzoyik alein b'Shabbos, to call out, to scream out, to make a scene on Shabbos, which contravenes covered Shabbos, to ask for personal requests. So we daven, of course, but we don't make this public announcement. We don't call out loud. Alma, it's pretty clear that tzakas peh kari asro. So it's pretty clear that the word masrin is referring to calling out. Verbal davening. Why? Let's go back to the Gemara. So again, Tanakama says you can be Masrin b'Shabbos, no problem. Basically says, no, only if it's for practical purposes, to call out for help, but not if it's for the sake of tefillah. Now, let's analyze. What is Masrin in this case? B'mai, how are they Masrin? Ilim b'Shefaros, using Shefaros? Shefaros b'Shabbos, Mishara can use a Shefar on Shabbos. Midrabon, yet meant to refrain from blowing a Shefar on Shabbos. It's a Shavuos. El alav ba'aneinu. Apparently, Masrin is referring to tefillah. Tanakama says, no problem, go ahead and do it. Ravasi says, only toned down. Not out loud, not in public. Bottom line is, Masrin is referring to anenu. Vikar lahasra. Shema mino? It's pretty clear. This brisa holds. The term Masrin is referring to verbal tefillah, whereas in the previous brisa, Masrin was referring to sheifaros. So conclusion, we speak about Atziras Geshamim during the seven final fast days. We have Masrin with Sheifaris. It's a very desperate situation which requires Sheifaris, as opposed to other Tzoris. We have Machlekes. Some say, yeah, you have to keep to the Sheifaris. Others say, we do Anenu during tefillah. B'shneid Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, in the time of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, now evidently he was not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi the Tana, he was not Meira, lived many years later, he was called, for some reason he was called Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Havat Sa'ara, they experienced a time of distress, a time of sorrow. Gozar Talas Esrei Tanius. So he established 13 fast days. Let's go up to Rashi on top. Gozar Talas Tanius, Akdaminim Masnisen. As we have in the Mishnah, a total of 13. Shalosh Rishonis, Vishalosh Amtsoyis, Vishav Achronis. Says Rashi, Ulishar Puronius Avilu. It was to address other misfortunes. Vilulik Shamim. Wasn't rain related fast days. Says the Gemara. So he established 13 fast days. Veloyi Ani. He didn't achieve results. Savar the Migzer Tzfei. He figured, let me add some more fast days. Amr Le Rabbi Ami. That's it. 13 is it. Hari Amru Eim Ratrich Nasatzibu Yesim Medai. We don't burden the tzibur more than 13. Perhaps 13 is a special number. Yagimu midas shal rachem, that's it. Past 13, that's too much. Omar Rab Abba Breid Rab Chia Bar Abba. Rabbi Ami, who opposed to adding more fast days, past 13, the avad, what he did, his opposition was ligar mehu the avad, he was doing it for his own benefit, had a personal interest. He didn't want to fast more than 13. So this was his way of opposing Rav Ami. Why did he limit it at 13? Elahachi Amar Rav Chia Bar Abba Rav Yecham. Rather, this is the way to do it. Leishanu Adul Gshamim. We limit it at 13. That's specifically because it's rain-related. And once we're past the rain season, there's no point in adding more fast days. Avul Shar Minit Peronius. When it comes to other times of Puranus, Miss Anan Vahochanat Shianum and Hashemayim, you fast and fast until you achieve results, until Hashem responds. You don't stop at 13. Tani Nami Hochi, we have the same in a Brisa. Kshamru Shalish, Kshamru Sheva. When we give the numbers 3 and 3 and 7, Lo Yarmu Elul Gshom, that's only rain related. Avul Hashem in a Puranus. When it comes to other times of Tzara, Miss Anan Vahochanat Shianum, they just fast until they're answered. So you shouldn't have opposed Rabbi Danasi. Leimatavit yufta derav Ami. It would appear that the Brisa here, Nizei stira to Rav Ami, who limited at 13, Amalcha Rav Ami. Rav Ami responds, you know what, Tanoi, it's actually Machlekes Tanoim. What's the Machlekes? Whether the number 13 is specifically rain-related, or a general, a number relating to the general system of fast days. We don't go past 13. The sign ain goes in yeser mishlish esrei taniyos halat tzibur. We don't fast more than 13. V'she ain matrich nasat tzibur yoseh medai. Too much. It's up to a point. 13 and no more. Divrei Rebbe, whether it's rain related or otherwise, you go to 13 and no more. This is Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel loymer loymer Hashem ozeh. That's not the reason. Too much tircha, too difficult. Elo. The reason why we stop at 13 is because the Zman of Revia, the rain season, has passed you by. It's over. So it's only rain-related. But when it's another Puranic situation, there's no reason to stop at 13. The people living in Nineveh sent a message to Rebbe. Yadar Shiloh. We know that we're meant to ask for rain during winter and abstain from asking during summer. What about us? Kegoin anan by us da filu betkufas tamuz b'inan mitru. For some reason, they needed rain even during tamuz, even during the summer. Hechene ave, what should we do? We need to ask for rain. Keichidim daminan, are we considered like individuals? Keirabim daminan, or are we considered like a rabbi? What does this mean? Keichidim daminan, do we consider ourselves like individuals? Ubishameat fila, which would entail adding the tefillah for rain, not in Brichas Hashanim, rather in Shemeah Tefillah, where we would insert any personal bakasha, that's where it belongs, but like individuals who have a personal need. So it goes into Shemeah Tefillah, or perhaps we're like a rabbin, it's a whole town, a whole city that needs rain. Ube Brichas Hashanim, and we have the ability to modify our Shemeah Esrei, to the point that even during summertime, by us, we will say the same talamot in Baruch Aleinu, the Bracha Parnos. Which way is it? Shemeah Tefillah or Baruch Aleinu? Shalach Lu, he responds to them, Ki Yechidim Na Misu, you compare it like individuals. Ubi Shemea Tfila, and you can merely say it in Shemea Tfila, don't modify the Baruch Aleinu, says Rashi about 7 lines up. Ubi Shemea Tfila, Amrinan L'Sheila Smata, Ki Yachid, Hashem Tzrachav, B'Shemea Tfila, like any individual who has personal requests from Hashem. What does he say? In Shemea Tfila, which is the headquarters for all personal requests. This that we say that even an individual would say b'sein talamata b'richas hashanim. Yeah, that's because everybody's asking. Everybody needs rain at that point. So everybody, even an individual, who mentioned it during his tefillah, but a person experiences a personal time of tzara, personal time of need. Which doesn't relate to the tzibur kahach, like in this case, to tkuvas tamas, because during the summertime, loves man shelas tzibur, it's not a time for the tzibur to ask. So therefore, b'shemei atfilu, the matkal, you mention it only in shemei atfilu, v'lo b'rechas hashan. Damrim b'sech levit, zara v'brachis, im hayu lo yichoylo b'sech b'ese. Person has something unwell in his home. Masker olo v'brechas hacholim, he mentions it in Rafa'in. So that was Rebbe's opinion. In fact, that's the halacha l'mais. Let's go back to the Gemara. So he responded, you're treated like Yechidim, put it into Shemei Atfil. Listen to this kasha from a Bryce. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Emosai. This whole Seder, this whole fast day arrangement, 3 fast days, another 3, another 7, when do we arrange it in this way? That's only Bezman Sha'ashanu Ketiknon. When the seasons are running on sync, on track, summer is summer, winter is winter, planting is in Cheshvan, harvesting is in Nisan. The Yisrael is Shurin Alad Masan, the Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael, which this was the minhag of Eretz Yisrael. That the years, their rain cycle would run along this system. Ava Bezman Hazeh, but nowadays, we're living all over the place. Hakol Lefi Hashanim, fast days, well, it depends on the year. If this year needs rain, if we have a rain shortage, you fast. Otherwise, it's all dependent on the situation. Depending on the local location. Hakol fi azman, depends what's happening during that year. Or short rain, or not short rain. Some actually take out these three words. Hakol fi azman. In any case, when it comes to taniyos, nowadays it's all situational. And likewise, the Gemara assumes Hu hadin regarding she'elas geshem v'sein talamotar. It's not established. It's not set in stone. You follow the needs of that particular location, that particular country. In Ninveh, they should ask during the summertime. In the middle of Baruch Halein. Amalei masnisa rambisalei the Rebbe. Says the Gemara, what are you asking from our Brisa on Rebbe? Rebbe Tanahu, Upalik. He was a Tana. He could disagree with a Brisa. So in fact, we have a machlekes tanoim. A land that needs rain during summertime. Is it during Shemei Tefillah? Or can they actually modify their Baruch Aleinu and insert with Saint Talamot? May have Allah. So what's the conclusion? Lamaisa? Rav Nachman Amar Brichas Hashanim. They're treated like a rabbim. They say it during Baruch Aleinu. Rav Sheshes Amar B'Shemei Tefillah. V'ilchasod Maskone is B'Shemei Tefillah. It's a very interesting shayla. Let's say in Brazil, Argentina nowadays, in the southern hemisphere, Australia, where summer by us is winter by them, what happens to B'Sein Talamata? They're going to ask it during their winter, during the summertime, and not during their winter. So the big Shaila and Paiskim, up to the recent Paiskim, Meshevet Alevi, Mechas Yitzchak, everybody talks about it, what they're meant to do. Some say they should go ahead and ask for B'Sein Talamata. Some maintain, no, that they just follow the Minhag HaOlam. There's a Bach like that. He says, I have a Kabbalah that wherever you are, you just follow the set standard system established by Chazal. And Mishneh Berurah brings it. It seems like that's the minig. Interesting Shaila. The Svar of the Bach seems to be that the Hashpah of the Geshem of Parnasa all comes down based on what's more prevalent, the Iker Yishuv Olam. And since the Iker place of Yishuv, of living, is the upper hemisphere, northern hemisphere, and the Hashpub is based on that, the Geshem is based on that, and eventually trickles down, so to speak, to everybody else. The Iker place of civilization is what determines the water cycle, the hashpah, the gishamim, the parnasa, and perhaps that's the pshat in the Bach, why he says, I have a Kabbalah that don't deviate. It's all pegged based on the zmanim of Chazal, where the main civilization took place, which is in the upper hemisphere. It's interesting shayla, halacha l'maisa. Now the Mishnah spoke about the fact that v'sheni matinim chashecha, we close up the shops, close up the grocery stores, but Mondays, im chashecha, towards evening, we are matin, we open the doors a bit to allow for food purchases, u'b'chamishi kol hayom, actually on Thursday we open up the entire day, v'pnei kvedah Shabbos, to allow for Shabbos food purchasing. Iboilu, now the Bnei Yeshiva had a shayla. There are two ways to learn the Mishnah. Echik Tani, what does the Mishnah mean? Bebeiz matinim chashecha. On Mondays, you would open up the door a bit. Matin means just lean a little bit. Not open it all the way. To expose the full content of the store to the people outside, which might bring about tsar to the people who are fasting, so explains Rashi. So you open the door a bit, towards evening. Ubehei kolayon. As opposed to Thursdays, you are matin kol hayom, so you don't open the door completely. You're still matin, only partial opening, but the entire day. So it's one difference. Instead of just towards evening, it's the entire day, but you still only open those doors partway. Another way to learn is that there are two differences. B'sheni matin. On Mondays, you only open doors a bit towards evening. U'b'chamishi poischen. First of all, you open the door all the way to allow full traffic. Kolayim kuloy, and also the entire day, because of Kavod Shabbos Tashma, we have a right from a Bryce. That there are two differences. The Sanya, Pesheni Matin Adere. Firstly, on Mondays, you open a bit, and only towards evening. Ubechamishi, as opposed to Thursdays, Poischan Kolayim Kuloy, you open completely. And it's also the entire day, Mipnei Kveda Shabbos. Continues the Bryce. So we have some exceptions to this halacha. We say Matin, to keep the door closed a bit. That's only if it's going to expose the food content. But let's say, Hoyloi Shnei Psachim, you had two doors. Pasech Echad V'Noyel Echad, he can open one completely and keep the other one shut. So he's limiting his exposure, that's enough. Hoyloi Itzba Connect Pischo, he had some sort of kisei, actually a bench or platform, obstructing his door, so it obstructs full view of the content of his grocery. Poisech kedark v'nechoshishi as well, he can just open his door completely because it's being blocked partially by that itztaba between himself and the street. Now, over elav leinenu, suppose they experienced all seven fast days, a total of 13, and no response from Shamayim. What do we do now? We don't add fast days, but we want mematen, v'masu, v'matan. U'binyur b'netiyah, we minimize business interactions. Building, planting. All building, all planting. Person needs a home. What is he supposed to do? It says the Braisa, no. It doesn't include all construction. Tana. But binyan means binyan shal simcha. Only construction which brings joy, which is meant to celebrate an occasion. Natiya planting means natiya shal simcha. A natiya of joy, of happiness. What does this mean? Ezo binyan shal simcha. Ze aboyne ben ischasnus lebnoi. Is to build a house or a room to accommodate his son's chupa. This is a binyan shel simcha, account of the marriage. That you can't do. But otherwise, he just, for his own tzairach, his own basic needs, of course you can build, even during this period. Ezo hi netiyah shel simcha. How do we describe netiyah shel simcha? Ze hanetiyah ab varnaki shamalachim. As she explains, they would plant a tree when a son was born to the king. And they would take the wood of this tree eventually and make his throne. So this is a plant, a tree, a natiya of celebration. And that we refrain from during this sad period. Likewise, we minimize the b'sheila shalom between b'sheila shalom greeting. We minimize the sheila shalom. So typically, we minimize. However, the Talmid HaChamim are meant to abstain completely from greeting each other. As we learned several times, that the Rabbanon, the Chachamim, they shoulder more responsibility, they carry more weight, and they feel more responsible, and they're more machmir when it comes to all these fastings and etc. Tanur Rabbon, chaverim, friends, these are the Talmid Chachamim, the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnah, Maseches Demai, explains why is it that Chachamim Chachamim are referred to as Chaverim, all types of friends. Why do we specifically call them with the title Chaverim? So he says, all types of friendships, but the true closeness, the genuine friendship is amongst people that are involved in ruchnis and learning. Their association, their interaction, their friendship is truly genuine because it's spiritual and eternal. He says, "V'pnei shechavrusam ne'amana." You know, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Ava she'enet lui b'davar," a friendship which is not based on physical attraction and gashmius factors. Rather, it's based on a shared focus, a shared physical, shared spiritual quest. That's a true ava. That's eina batel olam. Likewise, a chavrus, a friendship, association, which is rooted in ruchnis, that's eternal. So chaverim, the Talmid Chachamim, ein she'el shalom b'neim, they abstain completely, they refrain completely from greeting each other. Now, what happens if Ami Ha'aretz Sheshay Alam? Let's say they're greeted by Ami Ha'aretz, who's not so meticulous in this refraining from Sheila Shalom. He says, Shalom Aleichem to the Talmud Chacham. You don't ignore him, you don't offend him. So what do you do? Machzir Lehem B'Safa Rafa. They respond to him with a mumble, B'Kavid Roish, with a subdued manner. Vein Mes'atven V'yoshven Ka'velim U'Kemenudim. The Chachamim sit wrapped around their head, they wrapped around like an oval, like a person who's mourning, a person chirim. Kibnei Adam, Hanazuf and Lamokim, they display like, they present like people who are estranged from Hashem. Chas v'shalom. Achi Yirach Malim and Hashemayim, until they responded to Min Hashemayim, and they achieve results. They keep on fasting and they keep on. We have the Mishnah, the Yechidim will go back to fasting. Do all these types of avelas and tshuva, and until they solicit Hashem's rachmanis. Omar Belozer, in Adam Chashav, Rasha Lipul Aponav. We speak about an Adam Chashav doing the extra effort to achieve results. But you meant to know that an Adam Chashav has to conduct himself with dignity, lest he lose the cover, the respect in the eyes of his followers. So an Adam Chashav, an important person, is not allowed to. Ain't Adam Chashav Rasha Lipul Aponim. He can't put his fall down on his face and beseech Hashem in that manner. It's a very degrading manner. Unless he knows that he has the ability to achieve results. Because otherwise people are going to say, well, look what he did. He went all out. And apparently he's not worthy. He's not capable of doing anything. He's not responded to by Hashem. So he loses the respect for this fellow. So you have to be careful. Unless he knows he's going to be responded to, he'll achieve results just as Yeshua achieved results when he fell down. Get up. Why do you have your head down? And he achieved Hatzlacha with the war with Ai over there. Likewise, an important person is not allowed to wrap a sack around himself, go to such an extent to achieve results. LMK Nen, unless he knows that he has the ability to respond to achieve results, as we find by Yehoram ki Yehoram ben Achav, who achieved results in this manner. Shneimar vayikra Shmaya Melech as Divrei Isha. So there was a famine, there was a tzoram. Vayikra as Bgoda vuover al chayma vayar onam vinei sack al basari. He's wearing a sackcloth. So now the Chashav only engages in this when he knows he can achieve results. Vamar Belaz. In a similar vein. Not everybody has the schus to be responded to achieve results by merely being neufel upon putting his head down like by tachlon. By way of minimal effort. You have to be Adam Chashav, a person of a high madrega, to achieve results by merely being neufel upon. And likewise, lo yakol b'kriya. Not everybody needs to resort to tearing their clothing. So basically, the higher you are in madrega, less you need to achieve results. Moshe V'Aaron ben Nefila. We find that Moshe V'Aaron achieved results merely by Nefila Sapayim, as opposed to Yeshua V'Kolid B'Kriya, they had to tear their clothing. To be Matzliach. Where do we find this? Moshe V'Aaron ben Nefila by the Meraglim. D'chsev Vayipol Moshe V'Aaron al-Pneim. As opposed to Yeshua V'Kolid, they needed Kriya. B'Kriya, D'chsev V'Yeshua B'Nun V'Kolid B'Nifanu Korer B'Gdeim. So it all depends on your status, your madrega. The higher person is, Moshe Aharon could achieve results merely by Nefilas Apayim. Yeshua had to do Kriya, and perhaps he should not do Nefilas Apayim, which would perhaps appear like he's pretending to be somebody more chashev than he really is. Maskevul Rav Zera asks Rav Zera, V'itema some say Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Yavaksiv Yeshua. Look, if the Pasuk would say that Moshe Aharon would not flaw Pneim, and then it would say Yeshua Ben Nun, and Kol B'Yifuno Korah B'Gdeim, Yeshua without the Yeshua, then I don't understand where you're coming from. Kedika Amrus. And it's pretty clear, like you were saying, that there are different methods of achieving results. Moshe Aharon would not flaw Pneim, Yeshua B'Kolah B'Korah B'Gdeim. But the Pasuk doesn't say Yeshua. Take a look at the Pasuk. It says V'Yeshua B'Nun V'Kol B'Nifunu Koro B'Gdeim Havaha Ovid. Perhaps it means that they did both. Yeshua V'Kolav did Kriyas B'Godim and Nefilas Apayim. There's nothing wrong. It doesn't appear like being haughty. It's because you add to your effort. V'Amar B'Loz. In similar vein, Lo Yakoil B'Kimo Lasad Lavi when the nations will start respecting Klal Yisrael. They'll realize how precious we are. They'll come greet us. Not everybody will be zeicha to just greet us standing up. Not everybody will have to bow down for Klal Yisrael. Depends on your status. Melachim bekima. The non-Jewish kings will suffice by just standing up and greeting us like that, due to their high stature. Standing up is enough. V'sarim b'shtachavaya, as opposed to the ministers, they'll have to bow. Melachim bekima. How do we know that? Tichsiv koyim Hashem goyel Yisrael. Kedoshim when Hashem is goyel the Yisrael, His holy nation. Livizoy nefesh l'mesoiv goy. Klal Yisrael, which up until then were the disgrace of the goyim, l'eved moishlim, they were controlled by avodim, a goyim. What's going to happen? Melachim yiru v'komu. The non-Jewish kings will get up and greet us like that, give us respect standing up. Sodom v'yishtachvu, as opposed to the Sodom, we'll have to bow down. Maskev l'Rabbi Zera. So once again, Rabbi Zera asks, v'itema some say it was Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Yavaksiv Sodom yishtachvu. The Pasuk could say, well, Melachim yiru v'komu, Sodom yishtachvu. Then I see what you're saying. Kedika Amrus. The Pasuk is indicating, as you said, Melachim respond one way, Sodom yishtachvu, they respond differently. Hashtachsiv Sodom v'yishtachvu, Hava avd. Apparently, perhaps, the Yisarim do both. They do Kima and Ishtachavoya. Omer Nachmar Yitzchok. I'll add this to the list as well. Afani Omer. I'm going to come with another similar equation. Lo Yakoil Loira. Lo Yakoil L'Simcha. This is speaking Los and Lovay. Not all will achieve Oira, light. And not all will experience true Simcha. Depends what you're holding. Tzadikim Loira. V'yisharim L'Simcha. Tzadikim. Referring to those who are constantly challenged by the Yetzirah. It's an ongoing struggle. They will see light. A light at the end of the tunnel. Produced from the darkness of their battles. Tzadikim lo'ir v'yisharim. Farshim say yisharim are those who completely overcame the Yetzirah. They vanquished the Yetzirah. L'simcha, they experience pure bliss and joy. It's a different thing. Tzadikim lo'ir, d'chsev oir zero la'tzadik. V'liyisharim simcha. How do you know simcha is allotted to Yisharim, who fully accomplished their goal and their mission? T'chsiv v'liyishre leiv, those who have straight hearts. No more yetzahar, simcha. They will experience true happiness, true joy. So, what did we learn today? We discussed the ubrois umenikos, who fast during the middle set of fast days. Not in the first set, these aren't yet so serious. Not the last and final set, 7 fast days, that's too much for them. During the 7 fast days, we have Masrin with Shefaris. What about when we're davening for other tzaris? Lo Yaleinu. Some maintain we have to use Shefaris. Others say, Aneinu Hashem Aneinu. We don't add more than 13 fast days when it comes to Geshamim, that's past the season. When it comes to other occasions, other tzaris, we have a Machlekes. We know that an individual who is fasting, he puts his Anenu into Shema Tefillah, and likewise, when it comes to she'ela of geshamim, if he needs rain, a yachid puts it into shemei tefillah. We learned that the chaverim were more stringent, the tamid chacham were more stringent when it comes to observing these restrictions, limitations, to bring about rachmanis min hashamayim. Some tzaddikim azeicha to achieve results through nefilas apayim, others need to kriyas begadim. The kings will come towards us bekima, the sorim b'shtachavaya. A tzaddik azeicha to simcha, to ira, and a yasha to true simcha. Hadron lachmei masai. Cultive to and psuras tayves.